You're with SBS Radio.
We've got the great pleasure of welcoming on the French language program Sébastien Ranescold, who is the Vice President and Pro-Vice Chancellor of Flinders University. Welcome on the French program.
Thank you very much, Jean-Noël. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we're speaking about the French scholarships awarded to 10 university students from Flinders, 10 out of 28 around Australia, the Nicolas Baudin internships in France. What can you tell us about it?
Well, for Flinders University and for our students, this is, of course, a great success and a great outcome. And I'm really pleased for our 10 students that are able to experience and take advantage of this, the great opportunity to undertake both study and internship with our French partners, as well as their industry partners in France. So, fantastic opportunity for us.
They are going to be studying specific fields, for example, in marine technology, earthquake engineering and manufacturing and structure engineering, I believe.
Look, it's a broad range, and the beauty of the Nicolas Baudin internships in France program is that it's a collaboration between the French universities and industry partners. So it's actually projects that's been generated by the collaboration between the French universities and their industry partners that have then been offered to the Australian participating universities. So the range of exciting projects that the Australian students and the Flinders students have been invited to apply for has been really broad. But you're right, there is in the case for Flinders, we have some areas that really related to our areas of expertise, but also a more broader engineering or science related projects. But underwater autonomous vehicles, soil properties for railway extensions, earthquake-related research project, corrosion, etc., etc.
And so the students will be able to study around various campuses around France?
Most of the students would be based with one of our partner universities and an industry partner, either in the industry partner's lab full-time or in the combination of both the industry partner's lab and the university's lab. So they are principally linked to one university institution.
And it's a duration of between 3 to 6 months, and the French Embassy is also giving them a travel grant, I believe.
Yes, it's a strong program, and it started as a pilot last year, and it's really taken off in 2018. And Flinders, this is our first year of participation, and the students, they have access to the French stage stipend when they undertake their internship, and the French Embassy in Canberra provides a travel grant. And Flinders University provides what we call a mobility grant to support the students as well.
And can you tell us about May 2018 when the French ambassador in Australia, Mr. Penaud, came to Flinders University? There was an accord, as we say in French, signed.
Yes, yes, Jean-Noël. We had what we call the French Day on the 16th of May. This was a joint initiative between the French Embassy and Flinders University. We really wanted to bring our French partners here, we wanted to bring our industry partners, the French industries that have businesses here in Australia. Campus France was there, Alliance Française was there, our student associations, and really we built a program around showcasing what France has to offer to the Australian students, to the Flinders students, and we sort of casted that in an environment of I guess, a French contemporary setting as well. And the ambassador participated particularly in our research roundtable, which was designed to discuss with our industry partners as well as French partners on how we can best realizing high-quality, high-impact research collaborations with France and our French partners. So he participated in that, and as well, following that, we signed an agreement between the French Embassy and the Innovative Research Universities of Australia, of which the Vice Chancellor of Flinders University is the chair, so he was the signatory to the agreement, which enabled Flinders and other IRU universities to participate in the Nicolas Bodin Internships in France initiative.
Great news, and thank you, Sebastian, for taking the time to speak with us. Best wishes for the future at Flinders University.
Thank you very much, Shanuel. It was my pleasure. sbs.com.au